Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
A few folks responding to our if the Tigers lose out, go 0-3 to finish out this stretch but still make the playoffs, should they celebrate with champagne? Mike saying, worst take of the day. Nick Wilson popped the champagne after finishing 0-13. That deserves a couple of high fives at best. And then Paul saying, Jake, Nick is DeLulu. I know that word because my kids use it. There's no way I'd ever celebrate losing 13 games to end the season and backdoor into the playoffs. Celebrating a losing streak is weak, and it's not like this is the first time in history the Tigers have ever made the playoffs. I don't know how to say this in a way that doesn't sound really condescending. You're not celebrating the losing streak, and this is the take of fans, not people who have earned it and who have played who are professional baseball players who know what they're celebrating and who know the work that they put in to get where they are.
I think if the roles were reversed, you would look at the Guardians and you would be furious that they celebrated at the end of the year.
I think you would. And I think I would say, you know what? You're in the playoffs. I love this team because you're a playoff team. Go ahead and celebrate. You can't say it because it's me saying it, but you can say it. However,
I would not be happy with them.
That was like basically Chinese what we were trying to transcribe there. But no, I don't know why you'd have a problem with this. You're not celebrating the losing streak. I don't know why that's so hard for people to understand. You're celebrating.
It's not that you're celebrating the losing streak.
We get to check in and out in baseball whenever we want. We get to when it gets bad, we get to walk away from it. Every day since February 16th this year, those guys have gone out there and they put it on the line. They played hurt. They have fought each other. They fought for each other. Like, these guys all the time in these locker rooms talk about, you know, how much our brothers in the locker room. And sometimes that's a little too band of brothers for me, but it's true. Like, you fought so hard just to make it to the end of the season and to be in a league where the least amount of playoff teams are minted at the end of the season, to be one of six teams surviving in your own league, I don't know how that's not an accomplishment. And I think if to me, the weakness is we're 0-13, winners get sprinkles, I'll be honest with you, your ass is cooked before you even get to the playoffs. If you can't sit back, kick your feet up and say, hey, that last, 10% of the season, 6% of the season, 7% of the season wasn't good, but we've accomplished something and we got to hit the reset right now.
I don't think that, I think you give professional athletes honestly too much credit in the ability to do that though. Like, as guys who are as critical of themselves as you could possibly be in that moment, I don't think you can look around
at
everybody there.
This isn't going to be the first time that enters the postseason or the first team entering the postseason on a losing streak, if that's how it goes. Teams do that a fair amount and then bounce back. Like, the playoffs do represent an artificial reset, and there are teams capable of this. Like, and again, like, it's why I think some people are afraid to play the Tigers in the first round of the playoffs. It's like, well, what if they find their mojo? That's a fair thing. I just know there's a lot of action between these two teams brewing. But overall, I'm like, no, man, like, this is hard. Baseball is hard. That is the hardest sport to play from the time commitment and how long this thing goes on and how freakish things can get. Like, I think not celebrating making the playoffs is an admittance that you're ready for Cabo. I think that's the sign of weakness. And I understand fans feeling that way. So when our brethren at the ticket, we're all fans. When they go, how dare you do that? That's because you're not in that room. That's because you have not accomplished what they've accomplished. It is so hard. And I do think of a fair amount of people have played football. You understand the commitment. The time commitment for Major League Baseball is unlike any other commitment in sports. And by the way, it doesn't stop now. A lot of those dudes will be going to Venezuela or Mexico or something to play in the offseason or some other tournament. Like, it is hard. So much of what baseball is and why it's hard isn't how impossible the game is. It's how impossibly long the season is. And to survive that in advance, whoopty hell, that is an accomplishment.
Yeah, again, I just don't think that if you're there, you feel like that is true survival. I really don't. I feel like you basically got graced by going into the playoffs. You want to feel like you earned something. And not to say that they haven't.
That's what you're saying.
No, but they have. They earned the right to be able to play like this and make the playoffs by how well they played. But understanding that if you came into this one with a 5-game lead and it's like, okay, well, there was only 5 games left and they just happened to lose one and we clinched it out, congratulations to us. They have a 1-game lead, half-game lead in the, I think it's a 1-game lead over the Astros right now in the wild card. Like, they physically have to lose for you to get in. You are doing yourself no favors. You are by no way making sure that we make the playoffs. You did not do it. Like, you gave the opportunity, all of the opportunity in the world for somebody else to come steal it, and they just got lucky enough that they did not.
No, you didn't get lucky enough.
That is luck.
And no, winning 86 games, I think they're at 84 games. Winning 84 games is not luck. It's winning more than you're losing. Like, if an 8-9 team in the NFC South, because that's always where it happens, NFC South, if an 8-9 team makes the playoffs, should they not celebrate because they lost more than they won?
No, you should celebrate at that point if you're 8-9 and you make it. Now, maybe if you rattled off 9 straight losses, I don't know that you should be going, hoopty, we made the playoffs. It should be, wow, we're a terrible team.
Who says hoopty?
I say hoopty now.
You say hoopty?
No, not really.
Okay.
I said it now, so now I kind of do say it, right?
now you have to say it.
I have to. Well, yeah. I have that one in my vocabulary, once a week hoopty requirement.
Robert saying, if a team makes it into the playoffs by losing the rest of their games, yes, they should still celebrate, not with champagne, but with flat soda and room temperature pizza that's been sitting out for the last 2 days. Or they could do the old Oakland A's thing. We have to pay for the vending machine. Like, all right, there is, in that vending machine right there, there is champagne. There's $1,000 a bottle. Get at it, guys. Let's do this.
Well, we all know
free champagne is for winners.
We all know they're popping like $10 to $15 bottle champagne, right? In those locker rooms, there's no $1,000 champagne in those locker rooms.
Maybe not in yours. Let's go with Tom in San Diego. Real quick, Tom, if the Tigers lose out but still make the playoffs, should they be allowed to pop champagne post that last?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
It's game.
A win is a win, but I'm calling about something else. We need to have a come-to-Jesus meeting about talking about already in the playoffs, winning the division, et cetera, et cetera. I know you guys won't remember, but I called you before the Buckeyes-Notre Dame game, the championship game. And you guys were already, this was a done deal. Buckeyes are going to blow them out. You guys need to know the juju.
Didn't they win?
They did win that.
They did, but I made you guys change to say that Notre Dame was going to win. So because you guys that, the Buckeyes won. If you remember, I know you don't, but the following two calls, agreed with me 100% that they screwed things up because they changed things. So there you go. Anyhow, yeah, sure, we want the tribe to win it all, but come on, we got to do this like under the radar. Even the 2020 sounds like it's a done deal. You guys are killing me.
And damn Meredith. I knew it was her fault. I do know it was her fault.
I'm blaming it all on Meredith. Okay, you guys, go Tribe.
All right, buddy. Go Cards. I'm torn because it worked with the Buckeyes, and he's right. As soon as he said it, we were like, ah, you're right. Notre Dame's going to win. And who won? Who had it better than us? Nobody. Ohio State won. I don't know. Like, I'm sorry. I think I've given up on jinxing. I think I have. I only really like allow that to play in when somebody else has jinxed them, because then it's really funny. And then they squirm for a while. I don't know. Like if you lose, I think you just were going to lose, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a person who's always believed in the broadcaster jinx, like on a game. Like, if a guy has a perfect game, you should not be saying that he has a perfect game on the broadcast. That's just dumb. Like, we just don't do that. Yeah. That's a rule of baseball.
Yeah, but some people do, though.
I know.
Yeah, they're called real men.
Yeah, and then usually that perfect game gets broken up and everybody blames you the next day.
Yeah, okay. Because getting a perfect game is really hard.
Yeah, no, I
don't know if you know that. It's a perfect game.
You still don't do it.
Yeah. It's not the announcer jinxed this game. It's a perfect game.
But I'm just saying, like, I understand it makes no impact on the actual game. You just don't say those type of things. This is not one of those moments. You don't just say, oh, well, our team's going to lose.
All right, no, you're being a hypocrite now. You can be on one side or the other. Either jinxing doesn't
fence.
Exist. No.
No, I'm playing the middle.
No, there's no fence.
There is a fence.
All right, there's
I
a
just
wall.
Built one.
There's a wall.
Now I'm
we
on
built
top of
it, and they paid for it, and we built a wall. All right, you can be on one side of the wall, you can be on the other. And there's a certain amount, there's a certain group of people that if you try and get over that wall, we're gonna sick on your ass. All right, it's that simple. You can either think you can jinx or you cannot think you jinx. And I need you to grow up right now and choose a damn side, Jake.
I'm scaling the wall and I'm standing on top of
you
it.
You don't have the cardio to scale the wall. And I say that as a man who doesn't have the cardio to scale the wall.
You don't know anything about my cardio.
I don't know anything about cardio, but I know you don't got it. That's what I know. Let's go with Mike in Stowe. Welcome to the show, Mike in Stowe. How do you go?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing? Jake, you get off early tonight. Nice.
Yeah, I actually get to go watch Thursday Night Football and enjoy. Although
and
normally
it's the Cardinals versus Seahawks.
Yeah, can't wait to watch Sam
Ooh,
Darnold
boy.
Play Kyler.
Ooh. But you can listen to it right here on 92.3 The Fan.
There you go, right. So, like, okay, so.
Nick's officially tanked my ratings. Now we can continue.
Sorry, man. You'll get it back. I'll be listening. So, Nick, I'm with you. And here's why. It's like, look, I wouldn't go crazy and go nuts, but I'll try to give it to the fan, like try to make them think about it their way. It'd be like giving your boss giving you a goal to reach for the year and you getting the goal for the year but not getting there in December. December was a bad month, but yet for the year you got the goal, so you got the bonus. I'm still celebrating that year, even though I didn't do great in December. You know what I mean? And it's like this. I guess I'd mildly do it. I wouldn't go crazy. I wouldn't be like, you know, stomping on anything. But and personally, I wouldn't be too happy about losing 13 in a row in anything in life. So, you know, that would already be a problem regardless. But I think you got to celebrate the whole season because it is an accomplishment as a whole. And you do have to reset yourself a little bit in your mindset. You're right. Like, what's the worst thing to do? Go in there kicking yourself because you just got roast. You stink. You've been stinking lately. Or just go in, all right, we've been good all year as a whole. Let's go in there and do what we know what we're doing. Let's get at it. I think it's just better for a mindset to go that route. And the younger kids, too. You know, they got to celebrate. They don't get a chance. Maybe they might not get to the playoffs for another 5, 10, or who knows? It may be never.
Mike, so, we got a boogie, buddy. Yeah. I appreciate you. Yeah. And not just because you agreed with me, because you're a good gentleman. I did not hear goal to reach. I heard something different. Do we dump that? Is that a thing? Is that something I haven't heard of yet? Do I have to Urban Dictionary it? And then it was goal to reach. And I was like, if Keith gave me the other thing that I heard, we'd be having some real meetings in this building, okay? Pete Futek, college football news, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.